Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump needs to help protect the Kurds in Syria, but the president says the fight has nothing to do with us.
Supporters and opponents of the plan to close Rikers Island rally at City Hall ahead of tomorrow's city council vote.
A new class of train engineers is on the way to help New Jersey Transit.
The United Auto Workers reaches a tentative contract deal with GM. A month into its strike.
Sports, Yankees and Astros have been rained out tonight. They'll play Game 4 tomorrow night.
Angels hire Joe Maddon as their new manager.
Rain heavy at times at 63 degrees on Wednesday, October 16th. Good afternoon. I'm Michael Wallace.
And I'm Steve Scott. WCBS News Time is 3:31 on the afternoon roundup.
President Trump says no U.S. troops are in harm's way in Syria. He says the fight between the Kurds and Turkey has nothing to do with us.
He says the Kurds who helped the U.S. defeat ISIS in Syria are no angels. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is blasting President Trump for abandoning the Kurds.
CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons, is on our news line. Mike, what do you make of the president's comments today?
I think the president is making the situation a bit worse. I think he just should say nothing at this point, given the fact that he's given the order to recall all the troops from Syria, in particular the northern Syria, where the Turks have started this offensive operation. They've been on it for about 8 days, well inside of Syria. They're about, let's say, 50 miles from their border over a 200-mile stretch, encompassing a very significant area that is predominantly populated by Kurds and Kurd forces that the Turks are going after.
What do you think they're saying and thinking at the Pentagon? The Kurds were obviously a U.S. military ally against ISIS.
Well, they really are not an ally, so to speak. Really, the only ally in the region is Turkey as a NATO ally. We have a relationship with them. It's more of a client relationship. And I know what the president did wasn't, it was immediate and it wasn't the best way to do this. But the bottom line is, when the Obama administration decided to put U.S. troops in Syria 7 or 8 years ago and align them with the PKK, which is a terrorist organization, align them with Kurds that, to the president's point, are not angels themselves, we didn't figure out a way how to get out of it. We violated the Powell Doctrine. We didn't know what we were going to do to eventually leave there. And now we're faced with we'd have to go to some point. So he wants to keep a political promise, and this is how he does it.
Mike, will all this pave the way for an ISIS resurgence in Syria?
No, that's going to be the biggest political risk the president has, because if ISIS has reconstituted by next summer, let's say they are collecting taxes, they have land, they have a caliphate, they appear to be operating, I do think that's going to be the president's largest political risk, and it's going to really put his reelection at risk. And I think that's mostly what's at stake here. It's not necessarily the situation on the ground. I mean, and the fact of the matter is, it's true that we're not going to have any more U.S. forces die in Syria. And I think for that perspective, that's actually a good thing.
Mike, thanks for joining us. CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.